We can now cross to Norway and Oslo resident Katrine Arland, who is there. Katrine, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. I mean, you've been about an hour's drive out of the city today. Can you describe what it's like there now?
Well, it's really scary, actually, to watch the live feed, which is what I'm watching, on my computer at work, because I'm actually still at work, and I guess I'm just lucky today that I'm not in the city.
So what are the news reports over there suggesting?
They're not suggesting much at the moment. There was just a press conference with the police, actually, at their headquarters, and they are just still interviewing people, and they're asking people who saw something to come forward, tell what they saw. The latest reporting is that there was a big van that drove up to the ministerial building, but that's all they're saying so far.
So you were not in the city itself, so were you aware that something had happened?
Yeah, I got told pretty quickly. All my friends started calling me and asking me if I was okay and wondering if I knew what had happened. And then I just turned on the news, and it was just a few minutes after it happened, since both the two big broadcasters have offices downtown. So they started filming immediately, actually. So this happened around 3:30, and, you know, by 3:50, everything was on the news, and I started watching it.
Our Europe correspondent, Matt Cole, just said to us this is something that's probably quite alien to the country.
Oh, yes. It feels very alien. It feels quite eerie and very unsettling, but it's something that you've seen happen other places. And, of course, it's just really weird that it's happening here, and it doesn't feel real to watch the pictures from Oslo thinking that it is Oslo. But, of course, I see that it is, but it's just really, really scary, actually.
Katrine, you're hoping to travel back into the city later this evening. Will you be able to do that? Are communications running?
I'm hoping to do that. There's still not been any reports that trains or buses have been halted outside the city, but they have. I know they have closed down and evacuated the main Oslo train station, which is, well, about, I guess, 100 metres from the actual explosion.
Well, take care. Thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this evening. Katrine Arland speaking to us from Norway, and she is an Oslo resident. If we have any more news on that story, of course, we will bring it to you here on BBC Radio Suffolk. Obviously, social networks are full of the story, and we're watching that as well as talking to our correspondents too.